With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is putting Nigeria on notice for its persecution of Christians. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president says Christianity is facing an existential threat in Nigeria and that his administration will designate the West African nation as a country of particular concern. That designation does not necessarily mean that sanctions will be imposed, but is one step ahead of that. The president writes in a social media post that radical Islamists are responsible for the mass slaughter of thousands of Christians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. government shutdown continues. The pain for many Americans is deepening, and the pressure on Washington is intensifying to resolve the stalemate.
Coming into the weekend, two federal judges ruled the Trump administration must continue to pay for SNAP, the nation's biggest food aid program, using emergency funds during the government shutdown. President Trump responded on social media, pointing out which funds and under what authority. In Senate debate this past week, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer tried to frame Republicans as inhumane.
Americans face a health care crisis unprecedented in modern times.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune is having none of it.
13 times! People over here voted to fund SNAP. 13 times they voted to fund WIC.
Thune is arguing the Democrats now want to refund the government piecemeal in order to protract the shutdown for their political posturing. George Williams, Washington.
British police say two people remain in life-threatening condition after a mass stabbing attack on a London-bound train last night. Police say it is not a terrorist incident, and they have the two men in custody. Ukrainian forces have hit a crucial fuel pipeline in the Moscow region that supplies the Russian army, according to Ukraine's military intelligence. The operation was carried out late Friday night. This is SRN News. If Zoran Mamdani wins New York City's mayor's race, he would become the city's first Muslim mayor. But his election would also shatter another long-standing norm that New York politicians remain fiercely supportive of Israel. Mamdani, a democratic socialist and staunch supporter of the Palestinians, has described himself as an anti-Zionist and accused Israel of genocide. The polls show the broader electorate in New York City is increasingly sympathetic to Mamdani's positions. That's caused consternation amongst Jewish residents. The Big Apple has the largest Jewish population of any U.S. city. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton says he will challenge longtime Democratic Senator Edward Markey in 2026, arguing that it's time for the party to embrace a new generation of leadership. Moulton has caught flack from some members of his party. He caught it last year for rejecting transgenderism, saying he does not want his daughters playing sports against boys. This is SRN News. The Grand Egyptian Museum is open.
The world's largest museum is dedicated to a single ancient civilization and an effort aimed at boosting the country's troubled economy. It showcases more than 50,000 artifacts. The museum faced delays since construction began some 20 years ago. The government, though, has improved infrastructure around the site, new roads, and a new metro station. Authorities say they hope the museum will stabilize Egypt's crumbling economy. Jason Walker reporting.
Will Smith homered in the 11th inning after Miguel Rojas connected for a tying drive in the ninth, and the L.A. Dodgers beat the Toronto Blue Jays 5-4 in Game 7, becoming the first team in a quarter of a century to win consecutive World Series titles. They're the first National League team to do it since 1976. The Cincinnati Reds. This is SRN News.